Islam does not believe in blood sacrifices to appease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, maybe some institutes out there, some groups out there may believe in that. Although we have this concept of udhiyah, of qurbani, where an animal is sacrificed for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to fulfill a command of Allah jalla jalaluhu, but it's not to appease Allah azza wa jalla. Quran mentions in Surah Al-Hajj, verse 37, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, لَن يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَا يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Never does their flesh nor their blood reach Allah, but your piety successfully reaches Him. And this is the key word, piety, taqwa, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having fear of the punishments of Allah jalla jalaluhu. This is what we need to aim for. And a person who's going out there to buy a sacrificial animal, a qurbani, should always check the intentions. That am I purchasing it? Am I buying it so that I can show off later that look what kind of an animal, what size I bought, what price I bought it for, or how many animals that my family is sacrificing? No, check the intentions. It must be solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah jalla jalaluhu is looking at our piety, looking at our intentions. He's the all-hearing, the all-seeing. We don't need to go to any individual and confess our sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of it. He's the all-hearing, the all-knowing, the all-seeing, the all-powerful. So turn to Allah azza wa jalla. If I sin, I'm a human being, I can sin. I'm not a prophet of Allah azza wa jalla. I'm not an angel of Allah jalla jalaluhu. They are ma'soom. I'm common, everyday, normal human being that commits mistakes, that makes mistakes and commits sins as well. So keep turning back to Allah jalla jalaluhu in repentance and we will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most merciful. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.